I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a move to invite Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress. On the Salem News program This Week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who initiated that invitation, says Schumer's foot dragging is unfortunate.
Right now, Israel is at war. Their very identity, their very existence is being threatened, and the idea that we would not roll out the red carpet and invite our close friend and ally to come and update the Congress on that, to me, is unconscionable. I don't know what Chuck Schumer is doing with that. This should have been signed many days ago and sent, so we're trying to apply the pressure that's necessary to make sure that happens. I need his signature on the paper so that we can get that sent.
The full interview with Speaker Johnson will be heard on This Week on the Hill, premiering this weekend on many of these same stations. President Biden expecting Iran to attack Israel, in his words, sooner rather than later.
Responding to questions about Iran's vow to punish Israel for a deadly strike in Syria, the president referred to intelligence reports indicating a forthcoming Iranian attack. He reiterated American support for the Jewish state and warned that Iran will not succeed.
And that is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Maryland's governor has announced a program to help the Port of Baltimore recover from the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Wes Moore says a new $12.5 million program announced Friday aims to prevent layoffs by enabling businesses to retain their workers until the port fully reopens. The program was created by executive order and authorized by emergency legislation the governor signed this past week. Moore says the state must do all it can to support the some 8,000 port workers whose jobs have been directly affected by the collapse of the bridge. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. A pair of scientists are taking on transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would require public school students to watch video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action, a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt that idea just last year. This is SRN News. The race for the top seed in the NBA's Western Conference is going the distance. The Golden Knights ready for another playoff run. We get an update from correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Golden Knights have clinched a playoff berth for the sixth time in their seven-year history by ripping the Wild 7-2. Jack Eichel, Nicholas Waugh, and Pavel Dorofeev each had a goal and an assist. Chandler Stephenson set up four scores, and Logan Thompson finished with 25 saves. Jonathan Marchessault, Tomas Hertl, William Karlsson, and Keegan Kolasar also scored as Vegas pulled within a point of the Kings for second place in the Pacific Division. Karlsson says it was a good effort by his team.
Yeah, boys were hungry. We wanted to, you know, make sure we did our part. We got some help on the way, but overall, really, really good game.
Marc-Andre Fleury surrendered seven goals on 30 shots against his old team. I'm Dave Ferry.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.